بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Let's go to our next question, that is the concept of, let's say, souls at the time in the Alam al-Barzakh or purgatory life or the intermediary life that we are going to experience after death. How is this relation with this worldly, the world that we are living, the relation of the souls who are there to this world? Can they come and visit, their relatives? For example, we miss someone and he's dead. We want to know if he's able to come, his soul is able to come to visit us. Is he benefited from, our good actions or good deeds that we are doing for his sake? Or different issues in this regard. The relation of souls, the souls which are in the purgatory life to this world.
Very good. There is a good hadith here. I would like to recite it. Inshallah, it will shed light on you, what you mentioned. There is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that Imam said, the person who is dead and his believer, a mu'min, he visits his family. إن المؤمن لا يزور أهله. The believer, which is dead, the soul goes and visits.
Just the believer?
Yeah. No. I will come to the non-believers. Okay. The believer goes to his family and visits them. فَيَرَى مَا يُحِبْ, and he sees whatever he likes. وَيُسْتَرُ عَنْهُ مَا يَكْرَهُ, but those things that makes him sad, they will be covered and they will be hidden to him. So because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a kind mu'min in barzakh, is in some kind of paradise. You know, al-jannatu al-barzakhi means the paradise of the purgatory, paradise of the intermediary life. Of course, it's not as perfect as the paradise, the final paradise, but because there is no pain in paradise, while the soul is there, there will be no pain and bad things happening to the soul. This is all pleasure, even in barzakh. It is all tranquility and pleasure and happiness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is any bad news, doesn't let the person to see them, but he only sees those things that makes
which are desirable for him.
Desirable and makes him happy or her happy. But for non-believers, because they are in the hell, in the barzakh, they are in hell.
And barzakhi hell.
Barzakhi hell, yeah. And they are to be punished there. Imam says, وَإِنَّ الْكَافِرَ لَيَزُورُ أَهْلَهُ, they can visit their family. But فَيَرَى مَا يَكْرَهُ, they see what makes them sad. وَيَسْتُرُ عَنْهُ مَا يُحِبُ, those things that may make him happy, they will be kept.
In fact, it's kind
hidden.
Of torture that they are.
It's a kind of torture. Again, it's a kind of, even we can explain it in different way. For example, a non-believer who is dead, he goes to his family and see that they are doing something good. He will be sorry about what he has done, and their family now, the family is doing good. For example, he had some money, he used the money in a bad way, and they are using it in a good way.
Better.
Again, it makes him sad. Or they do something bad, because he was responsible to train them to be this bad. Again, it's kind of, you can interpret this hadith in different way, to say that everything that he sees makes him sad. And the mu'min, whatever he sees, is make him happy. Mm-hmm. Even, for example, if the mu'min sees that the family are sick, for example, because their judgment is not like the judgment we have. When we see, for example, our children is sick, we are upset. But they, because they know that there is, for example, ascending their level because of this problem that they have, or for example, is a forgiveness for their sins. Again, this makes the mu'min happy because of the different approach that the mu'min have. So you can say whatever mu'min sees makes mu'min happy. You know, al-hayatu tayyiba, one of the concepts of hayatu tayyiba is this, the pleasant life. Okay. Mu'min reaches to an understanding of life whatever happens, because he attaches himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever comes to him, goodness or badness, they all are good for him finally. This is what, for example, you see Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, when they asked her, how did you see what happened in Karbala? She said, it was all beauty.
All beauty.
Yeah. Why? Because she has a different approach. Mm-hmm. So everything exactly. can be. So according to this hadith, we see that both can visit, believers and non-believers can visit their families,
relatives.
But there is a difference. There is a difference in another hadith.
That for one is, you know, punishment and for the other is reward. www.yislam.com